We've also had a question from Polet, and he wants to know why an ice cube melts in a glass of water. Now, I regret that Dave Ansell isn't here, because he would give us a wonderful, wonderful and distinctive answer in his very individual style. But I'm going to give it a go. I'm not a physicist. But what I think happens is you get an equilibrium between molecules of water that are frozen in the ice and molecules in the water, and they will move back and forward. So constantly you get these molecules that are becoming water or forming back into the ice structure. And when everything is stable, when you're at a fixed temperature, then it shouldn't change too much. You'll end up with the same amount of ice all the time. But it is temperature dependent. So when it's above a certain temperature, more of these molecules are going to come out of the ice structure and into the water structure. And this means in total, you'll get less ice, more water, and eventually the ice cube will melt. Now, of course, the interesting thing is looking at the fact that because of the density of ice, if you put an ice cube in a very full glass of water, so much of it is floating above the surface that when it melts, your glass of water still won't overspill.
It's really actually really important question as well, not just about ice and glasses, but about ice in the sea and why that doesn't melt or when it does melt and how that will cause or won't cause changes in sea level as well. So I think that's a really big question from what sounds like something that's just about having a nice cool drink on a hot day. Actually, it's got really big implications for all sorts of things going on in the natural world.